Chapter 6, Days of Conflict.
The religious teachers made many rules for the people. They required them to do many things that God had not commanded. Even children had to obey such rules. But Jesus did not try to learn what the rabbis taught. Instead, he studied only the scriptures and obeyed only God's laws. Still, he was careful not to speak disrespectfully about the teachers. Often people scolded him for not doing what others did. Then he showed from the Bible what was the right way. Jesus always tried to make others happy. Because he was so kind and gentle, the rabbis hoped to make him do as they did. But they could not change him. When they urged him to obey their rules, he would ask what the Bible taught. Whatever that said, he told them, he would do. This made the rabbis angry. They knew that their rules were contrary to the Bible, and yet they were angry with Jesus for refusing to obey them. They complained about him to his parents. Joseph and Mary thought the rabbis were good men. They scolded Jesus for not obeying. It was hard for Jesus to bear. The brothers of Jesus took sides with the rabbis. The words of these teachers, they said, should be obeyed as the word of God. They criticized Jesus for setting himself above the leaders of the people. Some rabbis thought themselves better than other people. They would not associate with ordinary people and despised the poor and uneducated. And they refused to help even the sick and suffering. Jesus showed a loving interest in everybody. He tried to help every suffering person. Because he had little money to give, he often went without food so that he could give to others the money he would have used to buy it. When his brothers spoke harshly to anyone, Jesus would go to the person and speak words of kindness and encouragement. To those who were hungry and thirsty, he would bring a cup of cold water. Often he would give them food from his own meal. All this angered his brothers. They threatened him, but he kept right on doing as God wanted him to. Jesus had to face many trials and temptations. Satan was always trying to overcome him. If Jesus had done one wrong act or spoken one impatient word, he could not have been our Savior. The whole world would have been lost. Satan knew this, and it was for this reason that he tried so hard to lead Jesus into sin. Heavenly angels always guarded Jesus, yet his life was one long struggle against the powers of darkness. Not one of us will ever have to meet such fierce temptations as he did. But to every temptation, he had one answer. It is written. He did not often rebuke the wrongdoing of his brothers, but he did tell them what God had said was the right thing to do. Nazareth was a wicked town. Its children and young people tried to make Jesus follow their evil ways. He was bright and cheerful, and they liked his company. But his godly principles made them angry. Often they called him a coward for refusing to join in some forbidden act. They would sneer at him for being too particular about little things. To all this, he would answer from the scriptures, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding." Job 28:28. To love evil is to love death, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Jesus did not fight for his rights. When people abused him, he bore it patiently. Because he was so willing and uncomplaining, it made his work needlessly hard. Yet he was not discouraged, for he knew that God smiled upon him. His happiest hours he spent alone with nature and with God. When he finished his work, he loved to go into the fields and green valleys to think and meditate. He would pray to God on the mountainside or amid the trees of the forest. Jesus listened to the lark singing to its creator, and his voice joined the song of joyful praise and thanksgiving. With singing, he welcomed the morning light. The break of day often found him in some quiet place, thinking about God, studying the Bible, or talking to God in prayer. From these peaceful hours, he would return home to take up his duties again and to give an example of patient toil. Wherever he was, his presence seemed to bring the angels near. all classes of people felt the influence of his pure, holy life. Harmless and undefiled, he walked among the thoughtless, the rude, and the discourteous. He met the unjust tax collectors, the pagan Roman soldiers, and the rough peasants. Jesus constantly spoke words of sympathy to those bearing heavy loads. He shared their burdens and repeated to them the lessons he had learned from nature about the love, kindness, and goodness of God. He taught them to look upon themselves as having valuable talents. By his own example, he taught that every moment of time is precious and should be put to some good use. He considered no human being as worthless, but tried to encourage even the roughest and most unpromising. He told them that God loved them as his children, and that they might become like him in character. So, in a quiet way, Jesus worked for others from the time he was a child. Neither the learned teachers nor his own brothers could make him give up this work. With great dedication, he carried out the purpose of his life, for he was to be the light of the world.